Grijalva says the $40 billion in cuts to the Farm Bill, which the U.S. House has approved, would reduce the amount of money going to schools to pay for meals for kids who can't afford them, and the money available for babies in poor families and those who qualify for food stamps. The Senate approved a bill without the cuts, and Grijalva says he hopes the funding is restored as the Senate and House work in what's called a conference committee to come up with a compromise on the bill.
When the final bill came up, many of us voted against the final bill because of that $40 billion. The Senate did not have that in theirs, so this conference is critical in taking those cuts out and doing something fair.
The conference committee started its work last week to adapt the Senate and the House versions of the federal farm bill into something both chambers can pass. These proposed cuts would come on top of a budget reduction for food assistance that began last week after federal stimulus funding expired. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.